Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you again, and welcome to another edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. So good to be with you. Looking back at last week's major championship, the PGA Championship, Xander Schauffele 0-for-27, no more, as he picks up a major championship win in fashion, a walk-off birdie on the last hole to beat Bryson DeChambeau by a shot and hoist the Wanamaker Trophy, which is about the size of Schauffele. So it was fun to see.
35 pounds, they say.
You can see it's a bit, and probably a little awkward the way you have to hold that to kind of hoist that up over your head. So, but nevertheless, one of those feelings you'd want to experience. Do you remember David Toms at Atlanta Athletic Club when he won? It was like we just started the show and he went to lift it up and almost dropped it.
Yeah.
Almost could not hoist that thing up over his head. So,
yeah. And Colin Morikawa at Harding Park, he lifted it up and the lid fell off.
Yeah. That was, that's the first time I've seen. I wonder if they fixed that. I wonder if they've added a little catch there or something to hold it in there.
I don't know.
Everybody's like,
all I know is I saw some videos of him drinking his favorite beverage out of there too.
Why wouldn't you?
Quite a few of them.
The cigar's out too. The victory cigar.
Yeah.
Like we saw from him at the Ryder Cup. Yeah, good stuff. Hey, by the way, also kind of lost in all of that, sadly, was Nelly Korda won again.
Yes.
She's won six now this year in her last seven starts. I mean, that's, Bob, insanity.
Well, you know, and the interesting thing is coming off a year last year, at the beginning of the year, when she was in the hospital and dealing with sickness and all that kind of thing, and then here she comes out and gets her game in form and just is tearing the world apart on the LPGA Tour.
I mean, this is something that, how long has the ladies golf world waited for something like this, you know, to have an American, you know, I think that's big that, you know, it's been a tour that's been dominated by the international team, international players. And so to have an American where it's played here in the United States, she's very charismatic. She's a little shy, but you know, her game is unreal. Everybody covets her golf swing. You know, so I think it's awesome. Hats off, Nelly. Keep it going. Cannot wait to watch her play again. After this short break, we'll come back, get into all things PGA, and recap it all here on Real Golf Radio.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. Find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21. Set your alarm. Memorial Day doorbusters are here at Lowe's. Save big on a Master Forge 3-burner gas grill for just $99. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now only $896. Beat the rush for these limited-time deals before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/27. Appliance offer valid on items 782472 and 670009. Price includes all discounts while supplies last.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
We all know that Memorial Day weekend is the official, unofficial start of summer, which means time to stock up on sunny day essentials. So, of course, I went to Kohl's to check out their savings. Get this. I saved $10 because I spent over $25. I earned $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 I spent, and I found great prices on swimsuits, the perfect patio finds, and fun toys for the backyard. Sweet, sweet summertime. And Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 27th. Some exclusions apply. Toys, coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks again for joining us here as we look back on the PGA Championship. Bob, I just want to start with Xander Schauffele, obviously the champion. Really excited and happy to see him finally break through and get that dub. I believe it's his eighth win on the PGA Tour. And this is a guy that has a gold medal. He's been in a position many, many times. And for one reason or another, it just hasn't fallen his way. You think back at the Masters of a couple of years ago, hit it in the water on 16 when he was right there in contention. There's been a couple of different things where it seems to just not quite finish it off. And when he was done in all of his interviews, he talked about that chip shot and how he, on the 18th hole that he knocked up close and made it for birdie, that he just wanted to prove it to himself that he could do it. And he just took that challenge on. And it just resonated with me because I think he could have been thinking about so many other things. Like, I want to prove this to the media. I want to prove this to the fans. I want to prove it to the other tour pros that I'm good enough to win majors. But that's not where he was. He really compartmentalized that whole thing and said, look, kind of chuckling almost a little bit. Like, you've been here before. You know how to get it done. Now just go and execute it and show you know it. Prove it to yourself that you can do this. Knock this up, get it close, and make the putt. And he did it. And that's the essence of why you watch sports, is to watch the greatest at their craft overcome the moment and capture the victory. I mean, it was super cool to watch. I love that.
You know, you can, in sport, you can break down individual accomplishments with teams, beating the guy against you, able to score a bunch of points or running a great route and catching a touchdown pass, that kind of thing. But golf, and there's only a couple of sports, but golf, you are on your own island. You are left to your own devices to be able to figure out what you need to do to win. And that's one of the cool things about professional golf, is these guys day in and day out are the absolute best players in the world. And even those guys have difficulty getting things done. They are in front of the public. They have opportunities to win major championships or many golf tournaments, and they just don't get it done, but they learn from it. Case in point, Xander twice this year already has been a runner up at the Players Championship, which is a huge event for the PGA Tour, and what a lot of people consider the fifth major. Also, you know, the week before the PGA Championship last week, he was leading the tournament going into the last round with Rory McIlroy charging up on his heels, and he ends up losing there. So, and immediately jumps right into it again and gets right in the fire again and starts off the week learning the golf course on Monday and taking the time to go through the process to get himself in the best shape to figure out his lane and the way he was going to play that golf course. And he did it exactly how he should have, and I thought it was awesome.
You know, we listed Xander in our favorites. When I've got my worksheet here going into this, he was in the favorites. To me, though, it felt like it was Scheffler, Rory, and Brooks, and then everybody else, right? It did feel like there was some separation there. But of the players in my favorites, I had Shoffley was the next guy, because it was hard for me to believe he was still 0-27 in majors. Now, that's nothing to say of Phil, who was 0-46, I believe, when he finally won. So it's not that he had all that baggage piled on him. But again, he had won 7 times on tour. He'd been close in major championships. Ironically, he had had just 1 top 10 in 7 starts at the PGA Championship. He'd already finished 8th at the Masters this year. So he was playing good golf. And that's another thing that I loved about Xander in his pre-tournament press conferences and even throughout the tournament, because he went wire to wire. He was facing the feeling like Max Homa talked about at the Masters. He had to sleep on that every single night. And so what he would say is that, when asked, what'd you learn about yourself last week? Or what'd you learn about, these questions that are really sort of hard to define or answer. And what he said was, I learned that I'm playing really good right now.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, look, there's only one guy that wins. That doesn't mean that you're not playing good. There are elements of winning that you have to learn. There's a process of winning, I believe. But as far as playing well, Xander's exactly right. That's what you have to focus on when you come off of getting beat by Rory at Quail Hollow the way he did is, look, I'm playing really good. I'm playing great. That's why I'm here against the best players in the world and in a position to win so many times. Even if I don't get it done, I'm putting myself there. That takes good golf. And that's what he focused on. And then came down the opportunity for him to be able to capitalize and get the dub.
Yeah. So 66 in the final round. Yes. Playing good. And he kept the pedal down. His only hiccup kind of came on the 10th hole where he decided to hit a fairway wood or rescue type club out of that bunker. A lot of people were saying, well, if you just laid it up over the left, worse with your game and the way you're playing, the worst you're going to make is par. But he ends up making a bogey, but comes back birdie. But what I was going to say is, just like last week, going to the back nine, Rory made this big, huge charge. And Bryson DeChambeau was charging from the get-go in that final round, shoots 64 in the final round, and loses by a shot because Xander Schauffele learned from the week before, keep the pedal down. He saw things transpiring and he said, you know what? I can't rest on what I've done so far. I've got to keep the pedal down and I've got to keep going and go out and win this golf tournament.
Yeah, it makes the bogey there, which was really a two-shot swing when you consider that hole. And then he comes back and goes birdie. So, I mean, that's huge on the bounce back. I mean, he kept, like you said, the pedal down and did what he needed to do. Let's talk a little bit about Bryson. You know, he opened with 66 to lead last year at Oak Hill, ultimately finishing tied for fourth. He, coming into this week, had 2 top 4 finishes at the PGA Championship last year at Oak Hill and then again at Harding Park back in 2020. He was coming off a tie for 6th at the Masters, and yet he seemed to, there's another guy that seemed to just kind of poke his nose in there but then kind of fade away a little bit. And in this case, he shot good rounds and he was in there but then charged hard from, on the final day. And then that's 64, Bob. That blemish-free 64, final day of a major championship, and he went about it in really entertaining, dramatic fashion. Demonstrative, fist pumping and chasing after it. And the fans were eating it up. What was your reaction to how much the fans seemed to be embracing Bryson and his play last week?
Well, I think they were excited about it. I think they were excited to see all the best players in the world playing together in a major championship like we see now. You know, he took advantage of a bunch of great opportunities, hold it out off the green three or four times during the week, did it in the final round again, you know, got some fortunate bounces coming down the stretch off of a tee ball that went left and hit a tree and came back out in the fairway and then makes a birdie, stuffing it, you know, with his second shot. It's amazing to me how far these guys hit the ball for a guy like Bryson to hit an 8-iron from 200 yards uphill and hit it 3 or 4 feet from the hole. That it blows me away how far these guys hit the ball. But Bryson, it was really fun to watch him come at Scottie Scheffler Xander Schauffele. But I really loved watching Schauffele gut it out and be able to win that golf tournament on the last shot of the tournament.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I mean, look, I gotta hand it to Bryson. I am definitely one that's not a big fan of LIV. And even before that, I was getting a little bit weary of Bryson's shtick, you know, the scientist approach, all the different things he was trying, his comments about Augusta being a Bryson par of 67.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm just a little bit more of a, you know, kind of a Walter Payton kind of guy, like act like you've been there. You don't need to, you don't need to be so brash, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Brooks maybe rubbed me a little the wrong way that way. I'm starting to come around on Brooks a little bit because I think he's softened a little too. So what I'm trying to say is not having been a huge Bryson fan, I really enjoyed watching what he did. He played golf as a showman and at a super high level. And golf does need some of that, right? Golf needs some of that stuff. And it also, as the caddy texted us, it gave you somebody to root against if you weren't a Bryson fan. And this whole...
Gave us a villain.
He was a bit, right? He was trying to wreck what Xander was trying to get his first. And that does make it a little more compelling. I have to admit that for sure. Hey, when we come back, I want to ask you about maybe the surprise player of the week. And that was Victor Hovland. I mean, wow, talk about a guy that was so far lost. And then he comes back and puts himself right back in it. We'll talk about that. Plus, Scottie Scheffler and the latest on the legal proceedings. We'll get you up to date on that next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. BlackDesertResort.com is where you can find out information about this all-new resort featuring the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course, a resort center hotel that has 25,000 square feet of convention space, a 15,000 square foot spa, a sports bar with five indoor TrackMan hitting bays, 20,000 square foot pro shop. This is one of the biggest. It's unbelievable.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's massive. You've got three restaurants, including a steakhouse on the third floor overlooking the 19th hole. You've got an owner's lounge, and you've got Latitudes, which is the breakfast, lunch, and dinner restaurant, sitting right there on the water, which surrounds the 19th hole, a little short par three that's going to be lit at night with the pool decks out there and the hot tubs sitting. It's a cool scene. Like, the whole vibe at Black Desert, super cool. And this weekend, they're opening Club 73 right off the practice facility. It's aptly named for Tom Weisskopf, the designer of the golf course who won the Open Championship in 73. And this was his 73rd and final design at Black Desert Resort. And we certainly miss him. Wish he could be here for this grand opening. But a lot of tributes to be paid at Black Desert to Tom Weisskopf. And this new club is going to, it's going to have all kinds of, so you got food and drink, but you know, they're also going to do milkshakes and dirty sodas in there. So it's going to be a cool place to go grab some food, grab something to drink, do the putting course, hang out, some awesome stuff. Follow blackdesertresorts.com and their website, their social page to see all the action at the opening for Club 73 this weekend. Ryan Karshner, by the way, is going to join us. He's the director of golf development for Reef Capital Partners, which is the developer for Black Desert, and he'll join us on the back nine to give us an update on that. All right, so I mentioned going into the break that I wanted to talk about Victor Hovland. Bob, there are a few things that surprise me, but sitting in that Masters pre-press conference with Victor Hovland, and he starts talking about his swing changes, my eyes were bugging. And I was just like, what am I even listening to right now?
I know.
I know. He is so far down a rabbit hole that it was freaking me out. I couldn't even listen to it. And he promptly went out and missed the cut. No surprise. I mean, and I just told, you know, I think in the pre, I was like, pre-PGA, I'm like, I can't pick this guy. And I know he went back to Joe Mayo, which was huge.
Just 2 weeks ago.
But how do you turn it around that quickly? Like, to me, I think the caddy said, buy Joe Mayo stock. I mean, to turn a guy around that quickly and suddenly he's contending with a putt to tie for the clubhouse lead with Bryson on the 72nd hole. It was that. What a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, when you've gone that far down the rabbit hole, as you said, you know, he's saying now it's just a matter of, at the Masters, he was saying, now it's just a matter of me hitting the balls, hitting the amount of balls I need to do to work into this whole thing and everything. Well, he's already done that with Joe Mayo. And when that 2 weeks ago, he says, I need to go back and do the things that was bringing me success, he immediately goes back to Joe Mayo. He thinks it's going to take a little bit of a process, but his body already knew what was going on there with the golf swing, and he was able to jump right into it. And after 2 weeks, he had a phenomenal week like he did last week. And as you said, missed that putt for birdie on the last hole to tie Bryson and possibly have a chance, and ended up missing a little small putt, which didn't matter. But until that final hole, he was basically bogey-free on the weekend. And it was amazing to see him hit shot after shot and feel comfortable again like he did at the end of last year, winning a playoff event and winning the tour championship. So my hat's off to him and what he was able to do and turn it around last week.
68, 66, 66, 66.
Yeah.
And he finished third.
Yeah.
How about that scoring, yeah, right? I mean, that's unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, look, that was he played basically to a 64, and he misses the putt. So 65, and then he misses the bunny to drop to a 66. It didn't, like you said, it didn't matter. Was still three shots ahead of fourth, and whether he made the putt to tie Bryson for second or whether he missed it to finish third, or four, it didn't matter. He wasn't falling to fourth at that point in time. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure there was a letdown. There was a disappointment, you know, when he didn't make the putt that probably broke his concentration for the first time, realizing he'd come so close and it wasn't going to happen. But, I'm with you.
He's got to be so pumped about going forward now.
Because he's fun to watch.
What he was able to accomplish in such a short period of time.
Like, he's super fun to watch, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I the way he goes about his business, the way he hits shots, and he's kind of bouncy out there. I don't know. I think he's kind of fun to watch. So, yeah, it's nice to see Victor. Now, it's not fun to watch in the Ryder Cup. Let's just clear that out. But he's fun to watch on the regular PGA Tour event.
A couple of things. Five major championships out in a row have been won by a U.S. or somebody from America. So, Schauffele, Scheffler, Harmon, Clark, and Koepka. And each of the last nine PGA championships have been won by an American as well.
How about
pretty
that?
Crazy. And lowest total score in major championship in relation to par, 21 under par.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that too. I mean, you got DJ that got to 20 in the November Masters.
Yep.
And then what were the other two 20s?
There were more than two. Let me see here. Here they are. So DJ or Cameron Smith got to 20 under par at the Open Championship at St. Andrews.
Yeah.
Dustin 2020 at the Masters, Henrik Stenson in 2016 at Troon, and Jason Day in 2015 at Whistling Straits. Those were the guys that got to 20 under par. Now Bryson DeChambeau got to 20 under par, tying those four guys, but then Xander eclipsed that at 21 under par to win the PGA Championship.
Like, imagine Bryson getting to the scoring record in major championship and he finishes second.
Sorry.
I mean, that's, yeah. So now you look at Xander. So tell me what this says about freaking Xander Schauffele. There's been two of the four 62s shot in major championship history belong to Xander, who also holds the scoring record in major championships. I mean, yep. How good is that?
Oh yeah, that's awesome. That's so awesome.
I mean, you want to take him on in match play? With that kind of firepower? I mean,
no, he's got a lot of firepower. And the other thing is, Jordan Spieth said this week at Colonial, he said, this guy just kind of sneaky came along, increased his swing speed, increased how much further he was hitting the golf ball, and he wins a major championship. Pretty crazy.
He led the field in birdies with 25, and he hit 60 of 72 greens in regulation to also lead the field. Missed 12 greens in four rounds.
That's amazing golf. And he was driving it in the fairway. He was just driving it in the fairway,
I think he also holds the record, if I'm not mistaken, for the most birdies, which I think is also 25, at the Masters.
That's correct.
Finished second.
Yes. Yes. That is correct.
Posted four rounds under par at a major championship for the first time in his career. One of four players with top tens in the first two majors of the season. Scheffler, Morikawa, Bryson DeChambeau, Xander Schauffele are the four players who have top tens in the first two majors. So when you start looking at our U.S. Open coverage, are you starting with those four players right there? Scheffler, Morikawa, DeChambeau, and Schauffele?
Yeah, I think those are the ones that you've got to look at. But this golf course, as we saw when we were on it and played it, it's a different type of a golf course, and it's going to be playing different than what Augusta would or what a PGA Championship would. It's going to be fast. It's going to be runouts. It's going to be precise iron shots to keep the ball on the green in position. If you miss just a little bit, it will reject and push away from the hole. And then it's going to be chipping and putting that is going to allow guys to score. So when you think about all those things, each one of those guys is definitely going to be a favorite. But the guy that stands out is the number one player in the world with how he's able to keep the ball in the fairway, how he's able to hit his spots, how good he is around the greens, and how much better he's become at a putter.
You think about how intimidating those greens at number two looked when we played them. How about taking them down about or speeding them up about 2 feet faster and make them a lot firmer? I mean, that's just that's ridiculous.
It's going to require a lot of imagination to play that golf course under U.S. Open conditions.
Let me ask you this. Do you suspect that the scores will be higher than they were at the PGA Championship?
Oh, no, not a chance.
Yes, higher, not lower, Bob. Higher.
Higher.
Do they break par?
It's going to be closer to par, that's for sure.
They're going
to
break par.
You know what? You know, the U.S. Opens that we've been at Pinehurst and the ones that we've seen, there's always, you know, rounds under par in the first couple of rounds. And I expect it to be the same way, but the guys are going to have some homework to do to figure out the best way that they can win a major championship there.
Yeah, that the creativity that is going to be on display is going to be pretty awesome. But yeah, you know, that's not to take anything away from what we just saw at the PGA Championship. And I'll give you this. We've mentioned it
before. Totally different course, though.
Yeah, we've mentioned it before. The PGA Championship is kind of struggles to have a little bit of an identity compared to the other majors. It just, like, I think most everybody would rank him fourth, except for Gary Player, who gets on a high horse about whatever he's doing with Augusta being an invitational and whatnot. But, you know, the one thing that it does seem to deliver year in and year out is this drama. You know, I mean, it's pretty impressive that you just see PGA after PGA that just comes down to, you know, some pretty exciting finishes. So,
and how about its ability to promote a first-time winner of a major championship? I like it. I think it's really good because it becomes really, really fair for all concerned and not just a one-way street.
Yeah. Speaking of first-time major winners, I believe, three of the last four now major winners have been first-timers. You look at Xander this year and then at the PGA, then go back to Brian Harman winning the Open Championship. Wyndham Clark got the U.S. Open. And then Scottie Scheffler won the Masters, but that was back in 22, so it wasn't 23. But yeah, so that was the difference, is that Scottie, in the middle of those four guys, was a repeat Masters champion. So there you go. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, we'll take a short break. When we come back, Jeff Babineau is going to join us. He's on site at the Senior PGA this week and was also there working the PGA Championship at Valhalla. We'll get his take next.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, as we're looking back at last week's PGA Championship Valhalla. What an exciting, thrilling finish out there. It's one that you don't always get in major championship golf, but it delivered certainly on Sunday in Kentucky. And the man that was right there covering it for the PGA is a veteran golf journalist, good friend of ours, and always has great comments and insights. Jeff Babineau joins us, and as he's just moved right alongside of the senior players this week out in Michigan. Babs, how's it going, man?
Yeah, and I got the KPMG with the women in a few weeks. I'll do the whole slam here.
Nice. The Bab Slam. That's a new one. I like it.
That's right. That's right.
You're just trying to eclipse Root on number of majors covered.
Oh, I'm past it. I've flown past. Although he used to count the Skins game as a major, I think.
You know what? The Skins game and Jeff Root is a major. That is major.
Yes. That was a major. That's right.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, you know what? That was, for all of the craziness that ensued Friday and, you know, some of the rain and weather that came in and whatnot, boy, Sunday delivered, didn't it? I mean, that was in fact, the whole weekend, quite frankly, with, you know, what the Justin Rose and Shane Lowry did on. They put the show on Saturday, and then it was Bryson Hovland and Xander on Sunday. Pretty good stuff.
I thought it was great stuff, honestly. You know, you have to give it to Kerry Haig. He's the setup guy for the PGA. And I mean, however he does it, you might have thought the scoring was a little low, but there wasn't a lot of defense to play on that course. There was no wind. Greens were receptive because of rain. So the scores were very low. He had a record score, but I mean, the drama was incredible. I mean, it went down to the very last putt. I mean, what's better at a major? I mean, outside of, we don't want to see playoffs. I mean, fans might, but we're writing, so we don't want three more holes. But you can't get any more exciting than to have one last putt, win it or not, and Xander Schauffele buried it.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. You know, adversity was kind of my operative word for, especially coming down the last two holes, you know, hitting that great drive on 17, this is Xander, and having it bounce back into the bunker, and then having that one nestle up next to the bunker on the 18th hole. And yet he kept his head down and he worked right through it and was able to make that birdie on the last hole. I thought his that was very telling for him.
Yeah, I agree. I there was just something about him last week. You know, he came off a tough loss at Charlotte to Rory. Rory shoots 65 on Sunday, and now all of a sudden, you know, Xander's leading the players and Quail Hollow into Sunday and doesn't come away with a trophy. So I think it goes back to how he handled that. I mean, he used that as fuel. He wasn't really down about it. Both instances, he really felt he played okay on Sunday and just got beat. So he used that, and you know, I think Bryson got a couple of nice breaks on the stretch, and Xander, as you say, got a couple of kind of iffy breaks. You know, I think that second shot he hit down 18 was really underrated, how difficult that shot was. And he gets up and down both times. He buries the putt he has to bury, and it's huge for him. You know, like, he's chasing that major. He's a big time player. He was number 3 in the world to start last week. He left at number 2 in the world. I mean, he's a big-time player not to have a major. So I think it was a big win for him, big hurdle to get over. And, you know, now we see where he goes from here.
Jeff Babineau joining us here, looking back at the PGA Championship. Yeah, that was definitely, in my opinion, it wasn't underrated. Like, that was an all-world, I think Bob texted out, all-world shot, you know, that he hit with his feet in the bunker. And then, am I the only one that was thinking Hunter Mahan, Ryder Cup, Wales, when he had that chip? I mean, I can't, that was sort of almost the same shot. Now, Xander had a little more green to work with than Hunter did, but, you know, the magnitude, I actually went back and watched that afterwards because it came to mind, and it just felt so horrible for Hunter Mahan. But, you know, that was a pressure cooker scene there, and Xander had basically the same thing. And I loved what Xander said afterwards, that he knew that it wasn't, you know, super easy shot, but this was his opportunity. And he knew that he'd been balky on some chips like that before, but this was, he had to prove it to himself. And he rose up to the challenge to himself. Like, he was within himself. And I loved that. That was pretty cool insight for a competitor at the highest level.
Yeah, I loved it too. I mean, you and I think that way, right? We think the Hunter Man chip shot. It's certainly whirring through my head if I got that chip shot. I probably have putter out knowing how bad I chip. But, yeah, I mean, I think he took, like, a riskier shot than he had to, because he could have played one lower to the ground there and you know, take a lot of risk out of it. He made sure he's flying it up there on the right tier. You know, so it took some guts and took handling the nerves. He was nervous for sure. Same thing on the putt. I mean, as soon as I left his putter, I thought he missed it left. I thought that putt was going to go left. So when he started it on the left edge, I said, oh, man, he just missed that putt. And it just hung in there, you know. And it's kind of, you know, symbolic of what he did all week. He hung in there. He shot the 62 to open, and they had a target on his back from Thursday afternoon on. And he just handled it so well. So, you know, he's a big-time player. He wasn't a college phenom. We didn't really know him when he finished T5 at the 2017 U.S. Open. And he's just become a big-stage player. And it's fun to see a guy like that. You know, the T3s and all that are nice. But it's fun to see a guy like that break through. So it was well-deserved, and he got pushed to the very end.
So what do you think about all the Americans that have won the last 5 majors, Shoffley, Scheffler, Harmon, Clark, and Koepka? Is that kind of a new trend? And now that Shoffley has won that major, do you expect him to kind of, does it break the ceiling and kind of give him more of a impetus to go forward and win more?
I think it can. You know, I think our initial knee-jerk reaction is always when one of these guys gets one to that, oh, here we, you know, you see the word, right? Floodgates. And it's so hard to win out here, bottom line. I mean, there are no floodgates. It's scraping. And, you know, look at Dustin Johnson when he broke through. You know, he would go on and win again at the Masters, which is huge for him. But with all his game he had, it's just showing you how hard it is to win at that level. And it gives you an appreciation for what Tiger did for all these years. And I mean, I'm up here at the senior PGA, just spent time with Ernie Els. I mean, to get 5 of these things is crazy good, right? So it certainly puts him on his way, and he knows he can do it on that stage. And that's huge. You know, you are going to have that little seed of doubt until that time you come through. So I think for him, just massive and good for him, you know, and here we go. Let's see what he's got.
I'd love to get your thoughts on Bryson. You know, they're calling him Bryson DeShowman now, which is a lot better than some of the other, you know, nicknames that he's had over his career. But he was spectacular on Sunday. You know, that 64, it was a blemish free, and it was full of demonstrative celebrations and reactions, and haven't really seen a whole lot out of, you know, a whole lot of that type of play since the heyday of Tiger Woods. You know, maybe a little bit at a ROM, you know, from here and there. Certainly the Ryder Cup produces that, but outside of those venues, it just feels like you don't quite have that, and the fans were eating it up.
Yeah, I mean, I have three kids. They love watching Bryson. I mean, and how can you really enjoy the golf that he produces, right? I mean, it's just so different. I guess, we'd have to follow up with Xander. I think Xander was under the impression that if they played off, they went right to 18, and he's thinking, there's 18, it's monster par 5, and he's thinking that Bryson could 9-iron or wedge in there. I mean, that's just a freak show, you know. He averaged 330 yards for the week on the tee. So, and Valhalla gives you room to let the big dog eat. So, that's fun, right? Golf fans want to see that. So, I think Bryson came away a big winner last week. He could be petulant in the past and kind of whiny and childish sometimes. And, I mean, I think he's 30 now, I believe. Bryson is kind of grown up before us, you know, and he's very classy in defeat. He played junior golf against Xander in California. Very classy about that. You know, some people aren't crazy about hearing him talk about it. He had his B game and this and that in certain aspects, but he was truthful. You know, I think he did have his B game driving because there was plenty of room out there, and he missed his fair share of fairways. So I think he came a winner. I think Scottie Scheffler, for all he went through, came away with more appreciation from the general public than had he won another major, had he won again. So I think you left Valhalla and Kentucky with a whole bunch of winners, honestly.
You know, a great story that transpired was Victor Hovland, you know, a guy that was lost. I mean, absolutely lost going into the first major of the year at the Masters, was saying that, you know, he just had to work it out and work harder and hit more balls and stuff like that. And 2 weeks before the PGA Championship, he goes back to his old coach, and it's like the light switch turned on, and Victor Hovland back in the mix of a major championship again.
I mean, I was at Bay Hill this year, and Victor talked about all the changes he was making. He wasn't with Joe Mayo anymore. And I'm watching this guy going, last we saw you in the fall when you're winning playoff events and the tour, you know, the FedEx Cup, tour championship. The next stop for him was number one in the world, right? He was three, trying to leapfrog just two guys, be the best player in the world, and he changed everything. And it just made no sense, especially the short game stuff. That was such a breakthrough for him to go from shots he feared to shots he couldn't wait to hit. So it made absolutely no sense that this guy was changing everything. And so... he got a little bit back to plan. He thought it might be 6 or 8 weeks before things took hold again. And there he is, you know, 71 holes into the PGA, and he's right there. So disappointing for him not to birdie the last. You know, he gave it a good run. He misses a little putt that really didn't mean anything after. He was so disheartened. We didn't get to talk to him afterward, but he must leave that place, you know, a little, obviously encouraged that he's a big-time guy again on that stage. And maybe in these last couple of majors this year, he can make some noise.
Yeah, I was freaked out listening to him at the Masters talk about what that rabbit hole he was going down. That was like, you almost don't even want to listen to it, you know, kind of like watching Johnson Wagner chip on Live From. Couldn't watch that either. That was like, that's like insane.
That was also must-see TV.
I'm telling you, it gave me the willies. I'm like, I can't watch this. I'm not doing it, man. I don't want any part of this. But hey, before we let you go, Jeff, I got to ask you about the Scheffler incident. I mean, we weren't there. What was this? I can't even imagine what was going on inside the press building and then just on the grounds with that whole thing, what was that? Kind of just take us through your experience with as it unfolded, you know, the reactions and such, and then where do you think it goes from here?
Oh, I think I'll answer that part first. I mean, I think it goes away. I don't think that state in Louisville, the city itself, has had some police issues before, and they don't really want this one. It was a chaotic, giant misunderstanding, you know, tragic chain of events where a vendor lost his life. Scotty's just trying to get into the tournament to play. He didn't know at the time that someone had been killed, and there was a fatality on the scene. He's got a Lexus courtesy car. I mean, it should have registered with someone like, hey, this guy might be someone that needs to get in the gates and play this tournament. But it was crazy to watch unfold. I mean, my wife texted me first thing in the morning. I wake up to a text that Scotty Scheffler has been arrested. I'm like, are you kidding me? And my initial thoughts were I left the course at 8 o'clock the night before. He was putting. And I figured he probably left, and they didn't want him to take a left-hand turn or something. And he took it, and they wrote him up some citation, something like that. No, I'm told he's heading to jail. He's in a jumpsuit. We see those pictures. We think that's created by AI or something, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, none of it seemed real. Not that guy. I mean, he's one of the nicest kids you'll ever meet in your life, and you'd pray to have the kid be your next door neighbor. It just was absolute craziness. It was on the heels of Rory's stuff, where Rory was talking about early in the week, he was filing for divorce. No one could really make sense of any of that timing. So off the course was kind of a crazy week. And then Scheffler was coming in. It would have been so easy for him to say, you know, I have so much going on. I'm exhausted. I spent my morning in a jail cell, for goodness sakes. I'm not talking. But by talking, he was able to control the narrative. He just did, I think, a wonderful job. And I think people learned a lot of food on him. You know, he's kind of the poster boy for golf being boring. And really, when you get to know Scotty Scheffler, he's not boring at all. He's really a terrific kid and thoughtful and funny. So, I think it opened people's eyes to that. It took an unfortunate, you know, obviously you don't want to see anyone die at a golf tournament. It took an awful, tragic event. But in the end, I think people came away looking at him in a different light. And maybe that helps him go. And I mean, certainly it helped the support he got on the golf course. It was unbelievable. So, like I say, unfortunate, but in the long run for him, I think he came out of it where the people appreciate him a little more.
Jeff, you're the best. Thanks for taking some time. Best this weekend in Michigan, Senior PGA, and then on to the KPMG Women's PGA. We sure appreciate the good work you do and for spending a few minutes with us time to time here on the show.
You got it, guys. I enjoy it. Anytime.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, boys.
There you go. That's Jeff Babineaux joining us right here. He's at the Senior PGA this week, recapping last week's PGA Championship at Valhalla. Yeah, lots to get to there. We will talk more about it as we continue recapping the PGA on the back nine. Hour number two is coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
You're listening. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is hammering Republican lawmakers who blocked passage of a bipartisan border bill in the U.S. Senate Thursday. The vote came down 50-43 against on Thursday. The legislation was negotiated by top Senate leaders from both parties last fall. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz blames President Biden for failing to protect the border.
When Joe Biden became president, he inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. I had worked hand in hand with President Trump. We had achieved incredible success, had by and large secured the border.
In a statement, Biden claimed GOP politicians are playing politics with the sticky immigration issue, hoping to secure votes for November, Biden said. California's governor is signing legislation that will extend state licenses to abortion providers dealing with uncertainty and abrupt law changes in neighboring Arizona. Under the law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom Thursday, Arizona abortion providers can apply for a temporary California license. It'll last them through November 30th of this year. The law lets providers work in California while a repeal of Arizona's 1864 near total abortion ban takes effect. A very busy Memorial Day weekend travel rush begins. Some travelers were stuck on the side of the highway in South Georgia Thursday.
I come from Savannah, 25 miles out of Macon. Dead stop, bumper to bumper.
One TSA public affairs spokeswoman says the agency expects close to 44 million travelers to jam roads, highways, airports, and other travel hubs this holiday weekend. That would exceed pre-pandemic travel numbers. The TSA says they expect this will be the busiest summer travel season on record. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The National Hurricane Center is predicting a very active storm season in 2024. In fact, it is their boldest and most aggressive prediction ever. NOAA says it expects to see between 17 and 25 named tropical cyclones, including 8 to 13 hurricanes and 4 to 7 major Category 3 or higher storms this year. Hurricane season usually runs between June 1st and November 30th. Speaking to a crowd in New York City's Bronx area Thursday, former President Trump blasted the Biden administration, saying it's led to a lack of respect for the U.S. around the world.
We have lost respect all over the world. We were the most respected country in the world 4 years ago. We were respected more than our country was ever respected 4 years ago.
Trump has been staying close to New York lately due to the hush money trial playing out in a Manhattan courtroom. President Biden won the Bronx in 2020 with over 80% of the vote. Those who wish to see more research into the effects of long COVID are criticizing the Biden administration's lack of financial support for their cause. A study published last August in the journal Nature Medicine found that people with COVID-19, even some mild cases, could suffer higher risk for everything from blood clots to heart issues, neurological issues, and other problems for as long as 2 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome in to this week's edition of the Back Nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Dave Glauser producing. Year 25 of the show. Thank you so much for being a part of it. Always appreciate you tuning in and the comments and likes on our social page, at Real Golf on X. You can also find Real Golf Radio on Facebook and Instagram. You can search for us where your favorite podcasts are found as well. Here on the back nine, we'll continue talking about the PGA.
Yeah.
We're also going to shift some gears. Ryan Karchner, he's a director of golf development for Reef Capital Partners. He's also a former Utah Section PGA president. So the PGA of America member and the PGA Championship's a big deal to him. We'll get his thoughts on the PGA Championship, and then he's going to update us on Black Desert, some progress being made there, and the preparations for the new PGA Tour event coming as part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series this October. So really excited. First PGA Tour event in Utah in some 60 years. So lots to talk about there. So Ryan will join us. Also, we're going to catch up with the University of Utah head golf coach, Garrett Clegg, whose team qualified and is competing in the NCAA Championship out at La Costa there in Carlsbad, California. Mm-hmm. So we'll get Coach Clegg's thoughts on being part of that for the second time in 3 years and just the eighth time in program history. Also, America's favorite caddy is going to stop by, and we're going to get into a discussion about Xander and Bryson and all that went on during the PGA Championship. Can't wait for
that. Yeah, and the different ways that golfers, the best golfers in the world, can handle pressure, and some things you might be able to do to handle pressure as well. So yeah, it's gonna be pretty interesting.
Dun 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 dun.
Pressure.
I'll tell you what, man, it does funny things.
It does.
I
can remember. Listen, I was at tour school 1 year. It was the second stage, and I was getting ready to, you know, I was feeling really good. I had played well the first three rounds, and this is the final round. And I'll tell you what, freaking total out of body experience. It's like you have no control.
Your body doesn't work the same.
It doesn't.
It's a strange thing.
It doesn't.
And so what Xander did was unreal with that chip and that putt. Well, the whole thing it was awesome. Yep. Hey, stay tuned. The back nine just getting started. Coming up next, it's Ryan Carstner. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Set your alarm. Memorial Day doorbusters are here at Lowe's. Save big on a Master Forge 3-burner gas grill for just $99. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now only $896. Beat the rush for these limited-time deals before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/27. Appliance offer valid on items 782472 and 670009. Price includes all discounts while supplies last.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or going to the grocery store for milk instead of buying your own cow. You know there's an easier and better way. Save up to 25% when you bundle home and auto with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
We all know that Memorial Day weekend is the official, unofficial start of summer, which means time to stock up on sunny day essentials. So, of course, I went to Kohl's to check out their savings. Get this. I saved $10 because I spent over $25. I earned $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 I spent, and I found great prices on swimsuits, the perfect patio finds, and fun toys for the backyard. Sweet, sweet summertime. And Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end May 27th. Some exclusions apply. Toys, coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. You've heard us talk a lot about Black Desert Resort and really excited about some of the progress that's being made down there. And whenever I'm out and about, people ask me, you know, all kinds of different questions. And you hear us talk a little bit about the show here on the show. But let's find out a little more detail on some of the progress and the status of what's happening at Black Desert. As everybody knows, their PGA Tour event is coming this October, and there's continual development and construction around getting the resort open and ready for that event while the golf course is open for play currently. The director of golf development for Reef Capital Partners, which is the developer over this project, he's also a former Utah Section PGA president. Ryan Carstner joins us once again here on the show. Karch, how's it going, man?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, good, good to have you. Thanks for spending a few minutes. Before we get into Black Desert, you know, as a former section president and as a member of the PGA of America, I imagine it's always exciting to watch the PGA Championship, and last weekend delivered. I mean, it just seems like the PGA always has the drama that surrounds it, and it was another impressive finish. What's your thoughts on the PGA, and how much does it mean to you as a PGA member seeing what happens there?
Yeah, that was awesome. It's always fun to watch it because you're almost starting to expect it to come down to the wire like that. It's always one of, it seems, I don't know what it is about that event, but man, they've had some awesome finishes. It's always good when it comes down to the last putt like that. But you're right. This is like, we have a lot of sense of pride of that event. I can tell it's a lot of effort, heartfelt effort into that. And you kind of see, you know, they boast a lot that it's the strongest field in golf, and it's, you know, they fill that thing up. It's such a fun event. This is the first year I haven't been to it, probably the last 5 or 6. But it's just an awesome, awesome event. Always fun to go to, and it's fun to see the players get excited about it.
So as it relates to Black Desert, and by the way, thanks for all you do from a local standpoint as well. You know, I think that's one of the things that I always take away from watching the PGA. And they have cut back on their promos. The USGA's talked about how they're going to cut back on their promos, try to have less interruptions to the broadcast, which everybody wants to watch the golf. But it is a reminder of all the work that goes behind the scenes and the business side of things for those who aren't touring professionals, but that are PGA golf professionals that provide a great experience for those of us that love this game and get out and play it on a regular basis. So hats off, and thanks to you and all the folks of the PGA. Let's talk about what's happening at Black Desert Resort. This weekend, it's kind of a cool thing. Club 73 is opening. A lot of people wonder, what is Club 73? Take us a little bit through what that is and why is that significant?
Yeah, Club 73 is going to be one of our favorite amenities that we have down there. If you've played down there, you know, you've seen that we've had a taco truck and some other, you know, opportunities to eat and that sort of thing and be serviced on the golf course. But that's what this is going to be. It's going to be like our home base. That's going to be really the epicenter of what the range and the putting green and that sort of thing is. It's going to have all the food, drinks, and it's going to have a really good vibe to it. Have music played and stuff, which is kind of what it's like when you go down there. Right now, they have music playing and stuff, but this is going to be kind of the place for that. We got the name Club 73. You know, Tom Weisskopf, he did two things in 73. He won the British Open at Royal Troon in 1973, and then he also, the Black Desert is his 73rd design course, and the very last one as well. So very appropriate for the name on it and stuff, but it's just going to be an awesome, awesome vibe and feeling, and you'll see it when you get there. We're really excited about opening this as well.
Yeah, so this is the start of the food and beverage operation. Again, as you mentioned, we had contracted with a taco truck, and they were fantastic. Food was actually really, really good out of that. But when you go and play Black Desert, you pay your greens fees, and then essentially you're a guest of the resort, just like you're a member at a club for the day, right? So you've got food and beverage that's included, not only to kick things off if you're in the morning for breakfast or afternoon for lunch, but, you know, your beverage cart and all of that kind of thing is available. And so you're going to have breakfast there. They're going breakfast burritos, breakfast tacos, I think a breakfast sandwich, if I remember right, English muffin breakfast sandwich. And then for lunch, there's going to be an excellent burger, dogs, quesadillas, tacos, and fries. I think they're keeping the menu fairly simple, but everything is going to be outstanding. And then Jared told me that you can get milkshakes and dirty sodas there. So that's also dirty pretty good sodas. Stuff. Oh, yeah. They got to get the dirty soda thing. That's a Utah thing, right, Bob? So, yeah. So that's that whole vibe sitting right outside the 36-hole putting course, right next adjacent to the driving range and chipping area. And there's going to be a little patio seating. I think that's going to make it. That's really the vision, isn't it, Karch, of what Black Desert is from a service and experience standpoint?
It really is. And, you know, that's exactly what we call it, is member for a day. You know, when you get there, your green fee, that's what we kind of say. I mean, we are one of the steeper green fees in the state, but we really feel like it's worth it. Well, everything that you get when you come, including your caddy and stuff, but for the food and beverage portion of this, you know, if you haven't really experienced it, even with just the taco truck, people understand when you come and play what a deal that is just to be able to come and just, again, enjoy it. Your dirty sodas, everything like that will be waiting there for you, ready to go. And it's a really, really good amenity, and people absolutely love it. Of course, free food, you never go wrong when you thinking off of that. And not only that, how good those tacos are right now, even the truck, and we're gonna continue that tradition as we get into the Club 73 as well. So it's just going to be awesome. We're really excited about getting this building open and seeing what else it can add to the experience of Black Desert.
How are things progressing towards October and then eventually May of next year and the PGA Tour event in October?
You know, they're progressing great. You know, every time I get down there, you know, I go down at least probably once, sometimes twice a week, and I swear half the stuff is you wouldn't think it would be done. Is that, you know, half of it's done. You know, they're moving so fast. You know, they hit the panic button a couple months ago, probably last year, but you know, they're going to be as prepared on the golf course as they can be. I mean, it's going to be over the top. They're going to do great on that, and then the facility. You know, we'll be ready for that for a portion of the facility. And then come the ladies' event, I think we're going to be in great shape. We'll have the entire resort center open. You know, and as we continue on with this construction, it'll probably be there for another 3-4 years when you talk about boardwalk, 5 years maybe. But they're really moving fast, and it's going to be an amazing event. It's going to surprise everybody how well it's going to go off, and you know, kind of the lipstick we'll put on our construction stuff to make it really feel very natural as well. But it's coming along great.
Hey, Karch. And Ryan, by the way, Ryan Karcher, Director of Golf Development for Reef Capital Partners, which is developing Black Desert Resort down in St. George, Utah, is joining us here. Everybody wants to know and is so concerned, which we appreciate, right? From the public is concerned about where are the spectators going to be with all of that lava? How do you get spectators around a PGA Tour event? That seems to be a pretty prominent question.
It was my biggest question as well when the PGA Tour, the guys showed up and stuff. But no, they looked at it and they said, absolutely, this is a great opportunity. You know, we'll have people will be walking on the golf course. There's going to be a lot of holes you can be able to get right down there. Just it'll still be outside the ropes, but around the golf course. But we're going to do this big, huge fan village that's going to be just really the best place to watch and the best place to kind of experience viewing the tournament at Black Desert and stuff. So it's right in between like 16, 17, 18, right by 10. You know, you're gonna have just access. There's gonna be food. There's gonna be. It's really gonna be a big hot spot. And then you can kind of lead out onto the golf course, and there'll be little paths and ways that you can kind of get there. But yeah, we've talked about this over and over, and it's funny because you talk to the PGA Tour guys about it. They're not worried at all. They're like, yeah, this is gonna be. We've seen worse, basically. You know, trying to get people around the golf course, and they're not worried at all about this. They think it's gonna be an amazing event to watch live, and you're gonna be right there with a lot of the players down the course. Throughout the golf course, I think. So it's going to be great.
For people that are wanting to attend, there are hospitality tickets that are available. These are fantastic. Maybe talk a little bit about those. And then, of course, general admission as well.
Yeah, so there's going to be, a lot of people in Utah probably saw the thing that went out to the UGA. We've sent it out to quite a few people. There's tons of really, really cool out there. You know, the VIP experiences, or if you want all your food and beverage and drinks included and stuff, it's going to be that available. You can watch on the finishing holes on 18 green stuff. And then there's going to be, yeah, just the GA tickets that are going to get you everywhere. You can kind of, there's so many unbelievable ways to experience this event. And it's going to be, we're really going to blow everybody away with how well this will be ran and what a fun experience it's going to be as a fan to come watch this. It's going to be great.
Hey, Rye, thanks so much for taking some time to join us. Again, blackdesertevents.com is where you can find all the details on tickets and the tour events that are coming, sponsorship, volunteers, all that kind of stuff. blackdesertevents.com. More on the resort at blackdesertresort.com. Ryan Karcher, appreciate you, man. Travel safe, and thanks for joining us. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Yep, you got it. Ryan Karcher joining us here, Director of Golf Development for Reef Capital Partners, which is overseeing the development of Black Desert Resort. Brand new PGA Tour and LPGA Tour venue starting this October, LPGA May of 25. So some exciting stuff happening down there. You can check it out. As mentioned, blackdesertevents.com or blackdesertresort.com. More of the show and PGA recap continues next here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, you're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. And as we mentioned, excited to go out to Carlsbad, California. La Costa Resort, host of this year's NCAA Men's Championship, and joining us right now is the head coach of the University of Utah Utes men's golf team, Garrett Clegg, joining us right now. Garrett, coach, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, congratulations, by the way. Second time in 3 years getting to the NCAA Championships. What does that mean? I mean, this is just the eighth time in the history of the program, and here you are, two out of three. That's pretty cool stuff.
It's awesome stuff, and it's, you know, I think it just shows that the work that we put into the golf program, the work that the boys are doing, you know, we expect success, we work hard for it, and it's great when we have the fruits of all that we've worked for.
You know, Brian and I had the opportunity to come up and see the facility, the golf facility that's there at the U, and this has been a few years ago. But what has that done to help you guys and your team to be able to achieve and have the success that you've been having?
I think that that really legitimizes our golf program. Whenever we have recruits in, everybody knows that our weather in Salt Lake is not perfect. We don't have the San Diego weather all winter long. So in order to have our indoor, it allows us to practice, you know, and work on our games the whole time and answers the questions for recruits of what we can do during the winter months to get better.
Plus, I think you were going to mention that relationship with Salt Lake Country Club doesn't hurt either, huh?
Doesn't hurt at all. It's a great place for the boys to practice and play.
Hey, Coach, talk about some of the players on your team. Introduce us to them, maybe some that are not familiar with the players and where they've come from. And obviously a big year for Braxton Watts getting the W at Harding Park earlier this year. Just kind of run through your guys and give us a quick intro.
Yeah, so we've got, for our squad, we have one senior, Bobby Barcos, Those that follow college golf in our program know him well. He's had a lot of success. It's been a great, another great year for him. Then, as you'd mentioned, Braxton Watts, huge win. He's been big in our turnaround. We had a great spring this year, and he's played a key role in that. He's a junior. And then we have one sophomore, Brandon Robison. So Braxton and Brandon are both from Davis County. Brandon's from Centerville. Braxton's from Farmington. And then we've got two freshmen, Gabriel Palacios, who is from Guatemala, and Sergio Jimenez from Spain. So we've got a really, really young group. And these five have played pretty much every event all spring as we've kind of turned the corner this year.
And Coach, what is it? For set it up, how does a golf, because you have more players than that, right? What is the process for making the team and qualifying to compete, especially at this stage?
So being on the team, that's all through the recruiting process. You know, all summer long, we're evaluating talent and offering scholarships and roster spots and as the year goes on. And so we have currently 11 members on the team. And to get into the lineup, you know, we play a lot of golf at home. And basically, whoever's playing the best golf gets themselves into the lineup. And then if they play well, they continue to stay in the lineup. If they play poorly, they have to re-earn their spot. So it's a continual fight to be in the starting five, for sure. But this core group, this five, has been has really had a lot of success for us all spring.
So are you guys looking forward to La Costa and playing that golf course and competing in that, the championship?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's for those that have played La Costa before, they've completely redesigned it. I think it's Gil Hance came in and totally changed the North course, and it's new for everyone. It's basically like playing a brand new golf course.
Oh, wow. Hance is in everything, man. I think golf, we're going to change the name golf to Hance. I mean, that's unbelievable what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's an amazing golf course. It's got some really cool holes and it's going to play extremely tough.
And the process again for this competition, you got team, you got individual, but essentially it's a bit of a marathon, huh?
Yeah. The better you play, the longer you go. You play three rounds, so 54 holes, and then they will cut it to the low 15 teams. Then you have one more round of stroke play where they cut it to the low 8 teams. And then from there, it's just like a, it's a bracket. One plays 8, 2 plays 7 in a match play format. And so the eventual champion will play 3 matches. So you'd have 72 holes of golf and then 3 more matches. So what's that, 54 more holes that you would play.
Yeah.
For the winner.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, we wish you the best. And again, congratulations on your success and what you've done for that program. And I know you're not alone, but you do definitely deserve some of that credit. So well done. We wish you and the boys all the best this weekend.
All right. Well, thanks, Bob and BT. Appreciate you guys having me on.
You bet. We'll do a recap next week. We can't wait. So we'll be cheering you on, buddy. Garrett Clegg joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. And again, his Utes competing in the NCAAs at La Costa. Stay tuned. The Caddy joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Thanks again for joining us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's now time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Maybe. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is. The Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Yeah, the Caddy joins us each week here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, good morning. How are you?
I'm thinking about things that players shouldn't think about when they're trying to win tournaments and build their legacy.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Okay, interesting. So what does that look like?
Well, I watched Xander Schauffele's putt on 18 closely. There's a great view of it from behind the hole looking back at Xander. And interestingly, someone threw up there a putt when he won Eastlake years ago. He had a short putt, like maybe a 2-footer to win, and he pulled it in the left edge. It bounced in the left edge hard, just like this putt at the PGA. Look, that putt at the PGA, if you're watching it and you froze it as it hit the hole, you'd say, no way that's going in. Mm. It's not a lip out, it's a bounce out, right? But yeah, it went in. And the same thing happened at Eastlake. It was wild. It was identical. So I'm going to tell Xander, look, when you're under the gun to win, aim a little more to the right. But anyway, but think about that. That little difference, it needed just a nano whatever more to miss. It was surprising it went in the way it went in. And you think about how that little thing, that one little thing, could change your whole career, your whole destiny.
Wyndham Clark's on line three.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about like Joe Daly hitting that putt at Q School that from 1 foot that hit the liner and bounced right back at him and he didn't get his card. I mean, your whole life, your whole career could be changed by the liner or the cup. I mean, golf, so you can't think about that stuff. It's too fine line. It's too, gosh, I mean, what a mental game we have.
Pretty similar to that putt that Tiger made on the 18th hole at Torrey Pines, too.
Hit
the top part of the hole and just dove in.
And not only that, but it was Plinko along the way. I mean, it was Hoan a Plinko, right? It was all over the place. And
At Torrey? Yeah. I don't even know how, like, if you're looking at that putt, the green was so stressed out. There was so much poe popping. Like, how do you even think about how do I make this putt? Like, do you read the line and then you calculate the bounces that you're going to get? Like, that was insane that went in.
Yeah. And you think about all that and anybody can hit a great putt there and miss it. And Tiger hit a great putt and made it. And
yep.
That's not in Tiger's, that has nothing to do with I'm Tiger Woods at all.
Are you sure?
It's just, yes.
Because it feels like some people make more of their fair share of those than others.
It seems like that, but I think probably the people who make their fair share are there so many times. Like Jack lost 19 times in a major by one place, first to second,
right.
19 times. So he was just there a lot. Did he really make all those putts he had to make? I don't know. Maybe he did, but I doubt it. But yeah, no, I've checked. I have some connections with some special higher authorities who assured me that it's really, anyway, I won't get into that. It's a little weird.
Wait, what are you trying to say? It was fixed? They had a little magnet, a little remote control in the hole that swallowed that ball up instead of spit it out?
And they stretched out the left edge of the hole.
Yeah, if you slow it down, you see an oblong like protrusion there towards the ball to catch it. Right.
Conspiracy theory. I can either confirm or deny anywhere we're going right now.
So let me ask you this, because I want to get back to some of the tournament, but you hit on something. Obviously, you're focused on this putt. Do you tend to see guys under pressure pull it a little bit? Or push it more often? Because I did notice Xander, I think it was it 15 maybe, that he had a putt and he pulled it. He missed it just left. And he kind of like had a little head scratcher, right? And then he came back and that putt was going a little bit left. I'll just, for my context, I feel like under pressure, I dread the push, like the decel. My hands are a little bit shaky maybe, and so I don't quite close the face and shove it. And so inevitably, I've noticed of late, that's in my mind, like don't hit the short right, like Bob said. So I end up pulling. And if I'm under real pressure, I've noticed I've started pulling it a little bit, which is maybe a counter to what I feel like I'm going to do under pressure.
You've almost got it right. You've almost got it right. There's one little caveat in what you said. First of all, going back to the conspiracy thing real quick, they turn on the sub-air when they want the guy to make a five professional. Okay. Back to 16. So here's what happens under the gun. What you tend to do is stop your stroke. You stop following through. You decel. And this applies to full shots, short shots, whatever. The effect of that decel are very different, though, depending on the putt you're hitting. If you have a left-to-right putt, you virtually never choke and miss it left. You always choke and miss it right because you're decelling. You then open the blade. If you have a right-to-left putt and you decel, it misses left. Even though it sounds kind of bizarre, like, okay, wait a second. If I'm shutting down a blade, how am I missing it right? Well, the left-to-right putts, even though you're doing the decel, I think you tend to just, it has like an opposite effect. I'm only saying this from having witnessed it 7 million times on the tour. This is what happened, right? How often, think about it. When a guy clearly doesn't hit a putt well under the gun, when does he miss it high?
Doesn't.
Ever?
Yeah.
Never. Well, that's a good little rule about pressure, right? If you're feeling locked up and pressure, I mean, you're going to feel the pressure before you hit the putt. We all know this. It doesn't happen in the middle. The yip happens in the middle of the stroke when you're not going to feel it, I think. Thank goodness I've never had that happen.
That word is not allowed on the show. Sorry, continue.
Is that the yip and shank? We can't. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. We're just the FCC. The FCC's coming down on us now.
Well, we're going to.
But you know what? Xander said it too.
Are they cutting it out? So
Xander said shank too.
Yeah, this is going to get me in a lot of trouble with everybody who loses their club championship on the putt that I'm about to give them the advice on. If you're feeling it under the gun, and Brian, tell me this would help you. If you were feeling it under the gun, aim a little higher and hit the putt.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed it low right.
Yep.
You know what my dad would do?
Your dad would make the putt, first of all. That's what your dad would do.
That's true. But his idea on a left to righter that was really important, he'd toe it in a little bit.
Okay, I was going to ask you that because Bruce Summerhays is a member at our club. And one of my favorite things to do is to catch him on the putting green. And we sit and tinker on the putting green for an hour or so. And I listen to him. And he said that. He goes, you know, put it out on the toe or bring it in on the heel if you need it to, you know, depending on the slope. Do you subscribe to that? Because some people say, no, I just want to hit a solid putt. I don't want to hit it out.
Okay. This is the key to – this is the one secret that the winners have and the successful golfers have. You have to forget all the hitting balls perfectly on a mat in a launch monitor with forget all that. You have to learn how to execute a shot as well as you can under the gun. I don't care what you do. Hubert Green used to say that. He said, I don't care how ugly it is. I have a way I can do this and do that. And I'm going to hit it right every time off the tee under the gun. And that's what I do. Mm. You have to learn. You've just been told by a very successful player what he does under the gun to perform and win. I mean, that's a real big thing to listen to. You want to, and you have to figure it out for yourself. And that's why Tom Watson took several times of losing until he became a champion, because he had to learn, how do I win under pressure? What do I have to do? What happens to my body? Do I hit the putts? Maybe you, Johnny Miller used to say when he got adrenaline, he hit it shorter. I distinctly remember him saying, and I've never heard that from anybody else, but some people need to swing hard under pressure. Some people need to swing easy under pressure. Unfortunately, it's an experience you have to learn, but you need to pay attention. It's like Hale Irwin said. He said, the only time you learn is when you lose. That's the only time you learn, and you better learn from when you lose about what just happened and how to try it. Well, then I'll do this next time. But think about it. If you're on the 18th hole of the club championship this time, and you have that putt and you're feeling nervous and you know what you did last time, what are you going to do? Are you going to give it a shot and aim it higher, knowing you're actually aiming it too high? But trusting that under the gun, this is what's going to happen. That's a hard thing to do when push comes to shove, but it's your decision to make.
That's right. And let's go back to Xander, because I loved what he said when he got himself, when he hit the shot. We can talk about the shot with his feet in the bunker, which was amazing. But then he was set up there for that little pitch shot, right? And he said, I've had my fair share of flubbed chips, you know, where I haven't quite hit them. And I said, I just need to prove this to myself. And I love that thought, because he's not out there trying to prove anything to anybody else. He's not thinking about any outside forces. All he's saying is, I'm going to hit this shot and prove it to myself that I can hit this shot. And he hit a little bit more of a risky shot than he maybe had to, but that's the shot he wanted to play and proved that he could hit it and knew that he could get it the closest, and he did it. So that's what I like. I like that he wasn't, hey, I need to prove this to the media who claims I can't win the big one, or I need to prove this to my fellow tour pros that I'm good enough to win majors. He just said, I need to prove it to myself. I thought there was a lot of insight into that comment.
And the other thing for everybody to remember is, what did you just hear from Xander? The tour pros don't not think about flubbing a shot. The same little evil things that creep into a 25 handicapper's mind about, I've got a chip shot over the bunker. Oh gosh, I don't want to flub it in the bunker. The tour pros have the same demons. They're human beings. They have the same demons, and sometimes they're unreasonable demons that just pop into your head out of nowhere. I remember Billy Andre telling me, he got on the 18th hole when he won Vegas. He's played there for 22 years or something, and he's got to make par or bogey to win. There's trouble down the left. The only problem is left. You have Eastern Nevada to the right to hit it into. And he says he gets up there and all of a sudden he sees a fence out of bounds 50 yards right of the fairway that he's never noticed in 22 years. And he backs off and gains his composure and he has, but this, it happens to the tour pros. They just are really good at dealing with it. That's all it is. Yeah. They're good at out. And Xander figured out, now I'm surprised he was actually thinking that, hearing it, but that's what he was thinking. He just told us they figure out how to execute when they're under the gun. And that's very obviously a big part of the winners and the non-winners is some guys just know how to get it done under the gun or learn how to. And it's not easy. If it was, everybody would win.
Mm. You think about it though, Bob, it took him 27 times. That was his 28th yeah. major championship. He went 0 for 27. That starts to pile up. Rory's in a situation where he's 0 for 10 at the Masters, right? And he hasn't won a major since 2014. So is it harder to win them early and then have the expectations that you should win them often? Or is it harder to have them pile up on you and not get them done and then finally break through? It's such an interesting thing. And how do some people do it? I think that's part of why you watch sports and the draw to this game. There really is no A then B. It's just everyone's journey is slightly different. And to reach the peak, you could see all kinds of different paths. And yet that's what we watch, is to see how these guys through their paths get to where they are. It's remarkable. I think it's fascinating.
And you know, the interesting thing about Xander this year is Xander finished or was leading. He was leading at the Players. He was leading at Quail Hollow. And here he is leading at the PGA Championship after three rounds, or tied for the lead. His resume is not that he wins on a 36-hole or a 54-hole lead. I mean, he's only won twice out of like 9 or 11 times. But yet he figures out that he needs to stay in his lane. He sees what's happening during the round early, and he says, man, I just got to put the pedal down and stay in my lane and keep doing what I've been doing all week, and which was a great observation, because he said, I couldn't sit on the lead. I had to go out and win this thing. I had to play hard and win this thing.
So here's an interesting thing I just got from a golf writer buddy of mine, who he was in a great position to interview a lot of players. He went and stayed at their house for 2 or 3 days, did really in-depth stories, so he knows these guys well. He told me a cool thing about Jack Nicklaus, because I asked him one time, I said, hey, any insight on what made Jack great versus everybody else? He said one thing he picked up was, it was pretty wild. He said he got the impression that Jack actually wasn't as big a deal to win majors as everybody thinks for Jack. He didn't elevate it, although he focused on them. He didn't, I guess the best way to describe it is, it was more of a fun game for him than something he cared about and really wanted to do. So my point is here, in some sports, like if you're playing a physical sport, maybe hockey, football, lots of physical sports, you hear guys all the time say, you got to want it. You know, well, who says you got to want it? Does Michael Jordan say that? Does Kobe say that? No, it's people observing who think you are a coach. Well, you got to want it. You know, trying harder in golf is a sure way to fail. Golf's a game where the harder you try, the worse you get. The more you care, why do you feel pressure? Pressure is 100% self-imposed. It's a mental thing that you impose upon yourself. Why? You only feel pressure when it matters. If it doesn't matter, if you go out there this afternoon and there's no one around and you're hitting a flop shot over a bunker, do you feel pressure? Can you even make yourself feel pressure? It's pretty hard to fool yourself into feeling pressure, right? You can't recreate it, right? So this is all a mental thing. So the bottom line is, think about Brooks Koepka. Don't we all feel like Brooks Koepka kind of tells us that he maybe doesn't care that much compared to everybody else? Golf's not that important for him. He kind of has this attitude, right? And he's the best winner in the majors, isn't he? I think not caring, it's actually helpful not to care, because it relieves pressure. Pulling yourself into not caring is a hard thing to do, but don't try harder. That's the worst thing you can do in golf. Okay, I'm going to really try to hit this ball good. That's just terrible. That has an opposite effect. So interesting insight from Jack Nicklaus about that. And it's always the same thing. Good luck applying it. But keep in mind, these guys all get nervous. I remember Jack one time, he talked about hitting a drive into the bunker on one at Augusta, first tee shot of the Masters. And they asked him later about the drive, and he said, I just kind of forgot what I was doing up there because I was nervous. And then Ray Floyd said one time he was teeing off at Augusta and he noticed that the pants of his legs were flapping and there was no wind. I mean, these guys do get nervous. They just, you got to figure out, the only way you learn how to do it is you have to get into the position as many times as you can.
Got
to
get under the fire.
Got to get into the gun. Try this, try that. You know, it's a great thing. If you're at the club, you can try to put yourself in a nervous position just for fun. You can maybe go play with some players and you never played the back tees. Well, go play with some better players and get on the back tee. That'll make you nervous and go deal with it. It's anyway, interesting stuff.
Or get into a $20 bank game. That'll get you nervous. That escalates.
There you go.
That escalates quickly.
Boy, that'll definitely get you going. But it's a cool thing. It's a cool thing to learn how to deal with it and to get successful with it. And I think my favorite line that Jack had, and by the way, keep this in mind, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, two of the most successful golfers of all time, failed almost all the time. Almost all the time. Jordan talks about how many game-winning shots he missed. Does anybody ever think that Michael Jordan missed a game-winning shot? He has the number. I saw it somewhere. He said, yeah, I missed 46 game-winning shots in my career, or something like that. So the great players in golf especially fail most of the time. You just don't think about it. You know, there aren't many Sean McKeels who hit that shot the one time they're there. And they hit that shot on the 18th hole at Akil and win a major. That's very rare to do it one time when the opportunity's in front of you. It's usually a lot of failure, like Xander, and then you get the success. And then you forget. Now we've forgotten all about Xander's non-successes, haven't we?
That's right. Absolutely. Everything's all good. Bob mentioned he was leading and didn't win the Players in Quail Hollow. All's forgiven now. It's a successful all's year. Forgiven. You've got the Wanamaker Trophy. Who cares?
You'd absolutely give up those two to get that major.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So you brought up Sean McKeel. Also, if you're doing that for the first time, you don't know how to fist pump properly, which is why Sean McKeel gave
that
it that.
That was. Yeah. We could do a show.
That was like the wave fist pump.
The wave.
We should do a show on pathetic. But the worst one ever, if you really want to see, Steve Williams says that he does not know how to high five. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's from New Zealand.
They miss way too many
times.
It's
understandable. It's like asking a European guy to throw a ball instead of kick one. They can kick one so much better than they can throw one. It's just how it is. Nothing personal. But Stevie, yeah. But the worst high five I've ever seen was Pat Essway and Paul Azinger when Zinger holds a bunker shot at the belt. See, it comes right to mind.
At the Belfry in the Ryder Cup.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, they whiffed it. They missed it. It was just, it almost ruined the moment, right? Anyway. Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Caddy, Yeah.
Are we giving just off the top of my head, I was like, what's the best caddy player reaction celebration? I'm going right to Jordan Spieth bunker shot Hartford.
Yeah.
Jump.
I mean, that's hard to beat, right?
That was like the coolest, most athletic caddy player celebration that I can think of.
It was pretty awesome, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Good stuff. Hey, that was a fun conversation. Guys. Thanks, Caddy. Good times as always. We appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy. I hope you're taking some notes. We'll post it at Real Golf on X. You can go down and download it at your favorite podcast. But that was some good insight right there, man. Really appreciate the Caddy for joining us. Thanks to Jeff Babineau as well. Our producers, Dave Glauser, for Bob Casper. I'm Brian Taylor. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Broadcast Network.